फिर डिजीज़ कोर्स एंड प्रोग्नोसिस में ये है कि द प्रोग्नोसिस ओवरऑल इज़ गुड. कुछ पेशेंट्स ऐसे होते हैं जिनके अंदर 7 to 8 years में द डिजीज़ बिकम क्वेसेंट एंड द रिमिशन अकर्स इफ़ देर इज़ नो इंटरनल मैलिग्नेंसी अकरिंग. तो इसमें जो है प्रोग्नोसिस अच्छी है और डिजीज़ क्वेसेंट हो जाएगा कुछ सालों में. लेकिन अगर सिस्टमिक इन्वॉल्वमेंट है, स्पेशली अगर कार्डियक इन्वॉल्वमेंट है, तो उसमें जो है ना जो मोर्टेलिटी इट्स हाई. और इसके अलावा जब बहुत ज़्यादा प्रोग्रेसिव क्रिपलिंग टाइप ऑफ आर्थ्रोपैथी इज़ अकरिंग एंड देर इज़ अ सिग्निफिकेंट स्किन लीजन लीडिंग टू स्कार फॉर्मेशन, देन इट विल कॉज सिग्निफिकेंट मॉर्बिडिटी. ट्रीटमेंट के लिए वी हैव टू फाइंड आउट व्हाट इज़ द अंडरलाइन कॉज और एसोसिएशन. वी हैव टू ट्रीट द अंडरलाइन कॉज और एसोसिएशन. इट इज़ इम्पॉर्टेंट बिकॉज इट विल लीड टू सम इम्प्रूवमेंट. But sometimes people say that it does not usually influence the disease course, but to improve the prognosis or to improve the course of the disease, it is important to identify the underlying malignancy. The disease is usually self-limiting in children, although it is not as common in children as in adults. But if it is occurring in adults, then the self-limiting course of the disease is not seen as such in the adults, in whom some form of the treatment need to be given. So basically, our line of treatment will be chemotherapy, in which we'll give steroids, chemotherapeutic agents, and other biological agents as well. So if there is a skin involvement along with joint involvement, so how can we forget methotrexate combination with the steroids? So usually the methotrexate is given with the steroid and then the cyclosporine is added if the patient is not responding so well. We are going to add cyclophosphamide, not cyclosporine. Although cyclosporine is option here for the treatment along with the other chemotherapeutic agents like leflunomide and azathioprine as well. The other treatment option also include bisphosphonate either alone or in combination with prednisolone and methotrexate. Some biological agents are also considered here, like anti-TNF agents like adalimumab, etanercept, infliximab. Other than this, anti-interleukin-6 antibody tocilizumab can also be given in the resistant cases who are not responding to methotrexate and prednisolone. So our plan of treatment will be to begin with a combination of corticosteroid and a low dose methotrexate, then add on cyclophosphamide if the patient is not responding, and at the end we can reach up to biological agents if the patient is not responding to any of the treatment.